Hey everyone, it's Jessica Lane, your friendly neighborhood work-from-home enthusiast. Or maybe I should say, survivor, some days. Welcome back to Remote and Alone, where we tackle those unique joys and challenges of the WFH life. Today's topic is one that hits close to home for many of us. Setting boundaries with family and friends while you're trying to get things done. Ever find yourself dodging, "Honey, can you grab me a?" requests every 5 minutes? Or having a casual conversation morph into an impromptu brainstorming session with your best friend? Yeah, we've all been there. Let's be real, working from home blurs the lines between our personal and professional lives. It's amazing for flexibility, but it can also feel like you're constantly on. That's why establishing clear boundaries is essential for sanity, productivity, and maintaining those precious relationships. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to navigate this tricky terrain. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? With my family? Sounds like a recipe for disaster. But trust me, it doesn't have to be. It's about finding that sweet spot, respecting their needs while protecting your time and focus. Think of it like a game of tug of war, but instead of pulling each other apart, you're creating a balance where everyone wins. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you establish those boundaries like a pro. First, communication is key. It sounds basic, right? But seriously, talk to your loved ones about your work hours and when you need uninterrupted time. Maybe even create a visual schedule. Think colorful sticky notes on the fridge or a simple whiteboard in your home office. Visual cues can be really helpful for everyone, especially those who aren't used to working from home. Next up, designate a workspace. It doesn't have to be fancy. A corner of your living room, a dedicated desk, even a makeshift office setup in your closet will do. The point is to create a physical separation between work mode and home mode. When you're in your workspace, it signals to everyone that you're focused on work. Speaking of focus, ditch the distractions. We've all been there. Scrolling through social media during a conference call or getting sucked into a rabbit hole of YouTube videos. Try using noise-canceling headphones, turning off notifications, and setting specific times for checking emails and messages. It's amazing how much more productive you can be when you eliminate those little time wasters. Remember, it's okay to say no. You don't have to answer every call or text the minute it comes in. Set aside specific times to check in with loved ones and let them know when you're unavailable. It might feel awkward at first, but your peace of mind is worth it. Finally, schedule time for yourself. Working from home doesn't mean working all the time. Make sure to carve out time for breaks, exercise, hobbies, and activities that bring you joy. This helps you recharge, de-stress, and come back to work feeling refreshed and focused. Think about that friend who always seems to be there for everyone but never has time for themselves. Sounds exhausting, right? That's why self-care is essential. It's not selfish, it's smart. Now, let me paint a picture. Imagine you're having a virtual meeting with your boss when suddenly your sister bursts into your office asking about that recipe you promised to send. You try to politely excuse yourself but she insists on talking. That's a classic example of boundaries being crossed. But instead of letting that derail your meeting, you calmly say, "Hey sis, I'm in the middle of something important right now. Can we chat after this?" She might be surprised at first, but with consistent communication and clear expectations, she'll understand. You get your work done, and she gets your undivided attention later, win-win. So, to recap, remember these key takeaways. Communicate clearly, designate a workspace, minimize distractions, don't be afraid to say no, and prioritize self-care. These simple strategies can make a huge difference in your WFH experience. Ready to conquer those boundaries like a boss? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts. What are some of your biggest challenges with establishing boundaries at home? Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, you've got this. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with tips and tricks for navigating the remote world.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.